Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows around 36. As we head into Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, lower 50s. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy skies. Right now, it's 27.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Shawnee County authorities have arrested 18 people and served 23 warrants during a domestic violence crackdown. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the sweep occurred on Wednesday as part of the 17th annual National Family Violence and Apprehension Detail. Shawnee County Sheriff Brian Hill says more than 300 law enforcement agencies from 29 states participated. Of the 18 arrests in Shawnee County, 14 were for domestic violence suspects, which cleared 18 warrants. Four other arrests were for other crimes. A Wichita pharmacist has been sentenced to 12 and a half years in federal prison for filling thousands of prescriptions of opioids to patients of a doctor who's serving life sentence in the scheme. 47-year-old Ebube Utunye of Bel Air was sentenced Wednesday. Prosecutors say he was a key player in the filling of prescriptions for Dr. Stephen Henson, who was sentenced to life in prison for unlawful distribution. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, it's Sam Speck, your Farm News Director on the Mid-America Ag Network, bringing you hourly updates to your ag futures and other market information through our many great affiliates. But what happens when you're not by our radio? Do you just go without information? No! Everyone seemingly carries their phone around nowadays, and if you guys give us a like and a follow on the Mid-America Facebook page, you'll get two notifications a day, an opening and a closing market report, previewing the day ahead, and recapping what's behind us, all right from your fingertips. So head online, stay informed, and give us a like on the Mid-America Ag Network Facebook page.
Hear that? Stampede's coming.
Here we go, here we go.
Must be Ford Truck Month. It's time to get the best deals on America's best-selling trucks for 42 years straight. But hurry. Because this Stampede won't be here for long.
Stop dealing with legend.
A Kansas prosecutor is retiring amid calls for her to step down after a Missouri judge overturned the double murder conviction of a man whom she helped send to prison for 23 years. Douglas County, Kansas Chief Assistant District Attorney Amy McGowan's retirement takes effect on the 1st of November. She'd been the subject of a recent protest because she played a role in the case of Ricky Kidd while working at the Jackson County, Missouri prosecutor's office. Kidd was freed in August and said previously McGowan should be disbarred. The Kansas Supreme Court has previously vacated a sentence for one of McGowan's cases in Lawrence and has pointed to issues in other cases. The Wichita police officer who shot Andrew Finch in 2017 suing the city. A lawsuit was filed by Justin Rapp late yesterday afternoon claiming breach of contract. KSN reports in the suit Rapp claims he was kept on restricted duty after he was cleared of any wrongdoing in the shooting and after being medically cleared twice. Mid-America Network News.
Is slow internet driving you batty? Are your little monsters complaining about the connection? Don't miss out on this spooktacular special. Right now, we are giving away a $100 Visa gift card to new internet subscribers or existing customers who upgrade their speed. Call Blue Valley Technologies today at 877-876-1228.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska will get an extra $266 million in tax revenue for the state budget between now and June of 2021 based on new estimates that could give lawmakers more wiggle room to pay for state government services and cut property taxes. Members of the Nebraska Economic Forecasting Advisory Board approved the new projections yesterday, citing a strong state economy. A Wyoming college administrator has been named president of Norfolk-based Northeast Community College in Nebraska. Dr. Leah Barnett was unanimously appointed by the college board this week. She'll be replacing Dr. Michael Chips, who has retired. Barrett will begin her duties in January. And the Nebraska short-staffed corrections department has announced a new $10,000 hiring bonus to try and lure new workers into jobs in the state's three largest male prisons. Mid-America Network News.
For the best certified seed breed service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Hey guys, it's Sam Speck, your Farm News Director on the Mid-America Ag Network, bringing you hourly updates to your ag futures and other market information through our many great affiliates. But what happens when you're not by a radio? Do you just go without information? No! Everyone seemingly carries their phone around nowadays, and if you guys give us a like and a follow on the Mid-America Facebook page, you'll get two notifications a day, an opening and a closing market report, previewing the day ahead, and recapping what's behind us, all right from your fingertips. So head online, stay informed, and give us a like on the Mid-America Ag Network Facebook page.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Frankfort Fall Fest is Saturday. Travis Cook is among community volunteers.
We're also going to be hosting the second annual Dakota Ferret Cornhole Tournament and benefit for Sadie Wessel. We also run a costume parade, and we have trunk or treat. There will be a chili cook-off, and there's also a 5K early in the morning. We've got multiple vendors. We've got a couple food trucks coming. There will be inflatables for the kids to run around and play in. Miley's Pumpkin Patch will be there with their pumpkins. And now this year, we're going to have live music come in and set up on our stage. That way, people are standing in line that night. We'll have a little bit of entertainment.
Haunted Hayrack rides will again be held Saturday evening with chicken rides from 5:30 till dark and scary rides from dusk until 10:30 in Frankfort Saturday evening. Details on Facebook at Haunted Hayrack and Fall Fest. The annual Washington County Hootenanny is Saturday at the fairgrounds in Washington. Registration for a cornhole tournament begins at 1:30 and starts at 2:30. Kids games run 5 until 8 with axe throwing from 5 until 7. A free will smoked meal serves at 6:30. With an acoustic performance by Ethan Sweetser from 6:30 till 7:30. Throughout the afternoon, horse-drawn wagon rides will be featured as well as blacksmithing demonstrations. The event Saturday is a benefit for fairgrounds building improvements at the Washington County Fair. The Palmer community will host a trunk or treat as well as a soup supper Saturday evening, 6 until 8, at the Palmer Community Building. The Fall Festival is planned Sunday evening in Blue Rapids on the square from 6 until 8:30. Games, food, hayrack rides, music, and family fun with a costume contest by age category Sunday evening at 7 in Blue Rapids. A mill and overlay project on U.S. Highway 36 in Seneca began this week, extending 15 miles east of Seneca. Completion date is late November, weather permitting. Work will occur during daylight hours with possible Saturday work. One-lane traffic will be controlled by flaggers and a pilot car. Motorists could expect delays up to 15 minutes and should allow extra travel time. Again, that construction zone, 15 miles east from Seneca on U.S. Highway 36.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system across the southern parts of the United States, bringing some showers into some areas of the central, east central parts of the Midwest into the southern parts of the United States. Otherwise, in our area, we have dry weather, high pressure system overhead. We'll continue to see dry weather, sunny skies as we head through the day tonight. It does look like, though, we do have a cold front that's going to sweep across the central parts of the Midwest. Some areas could see just a slight chance of rain, otherwise cooler temperatures as we head into Sunday, and then definitely a cool down for next week. So looking at the forecast for this Friday, mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs in the mid to upper 50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower to mid 30s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the lower 60s. Tomorrow night, we'll have clear skies, low at 36. For Sunday, mostly sunny, cooler in the lower 50s. That's looking at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Melford.
Average high temperature, late October 66, record high on this date 90 in 1939. The average low 42 and the record low 25, set in 1999. Sunset this evening at 6:31, sunrise in the morning at 7:43. Clear skies ahead of sunrise, 29 degrees, winds are calm. That's a check of the morning news and weather. For this Friday, the 25th of October, KNDY News time is 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
Adrian Peterson climbs the ladder in a baseball managerial hiring frenzy. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Former Viking Adrian Peterson received a standing ovation from the Minnesota crowd on Thursday Night Football after moving into sixth place all-time in rushing yards, passing Jerome Bettis and LaDainian Tomlinson. But his successor in Minnesota stole the show.
The handoff goes to Dalvin, walks up to the five, to the three, to the two, to the end zone, yes!
On KFAN, Dalvin Cook finishing with 98 rushing yards, 73 receiving in the 19-9 win. The Houston Astros fired assistant general manager Brandon Taubman after his profanity-laced outburst aimed at a group of female reporters while referencing closer Roberto Osuna.
We learn our lessons from it, and Brandon, I'm sure, has learned a lesson, and hopefully we'll never do anything like that again.
GM Jeff Luhnow, Game 3 of the World Series is tonight. The Nationals leading the Astros 2-0. Managerial vacancies in Philadelphia, San Diego, and Chicago have been filled. Former Yankee skipper Joe Girardi is headed to the city of brotherly love on a three-year deal with a team option for 2023. The Padres hired Jace Tingler away from the Rangers to replace Andy Green. The team has missed the playoffs 13 straight seasons. Chicago hired former Cub David Ross to a three-year deal. NBA, Clippers spoiled the Warriors' first home game at the Chase Center. Kawhi Leonard had 21 points on the 141-122 win. In Houston, the Westbrook-Harden duo tallied 21 of the team's 25 assists, but Bucks all-star Giannis Antetokounmpo recorded his 15th career triple-double.
Down the lane, spins in, one-hand push, got it! 89-86, Giannis is up to 30.
On WTMJ, Milwaukee wins 117-111. On the ice, Predators tamed the Wild 4-0. Oilers beat the Capitals 4-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Thursday night high school football finals. Diller Odell edged Meridian 30-28, and Southern took HTRS 48-28. High school football Friday, Marysville travels to Hiawatha. Bulldog football live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover at Frankfort, live on KNDY FM 95.5. Axtell will host Donovan West. Valley Heights hosts Centralia. Washington County's at Hill City. Lewiston at Deschler. Again, Marysville High football on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover at Frankfort live on FM 95.5.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Phase 1 agreement with China would boost U.S. ag exports to at least $20 billion in its first year. The overall agreement includes $40 to $50 billion of U.S. farm commodity sales to China over roughly a two-year period. China claims it would aim to buy at least $20 billion worth in the first year if the agreement is signed. That would boost U.S. export sales to China back to levels seen before the trade war began. China imported $9.1 billion of U.S. farm products in 2018, down from the 2017 level of $19.5 billion. China and the U.S. working out the details of limited Phase 1 agreement that could be signed next month. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence delivered a closely watched speech on China in D.C. yesterday. In his remarks, Pence called on China to start anew by ending the trade practices that have taken advantage of the American people for far too long. The EPA has issued a notice of proposed rulemaking regarding application exclusion zones known as AEZ. National corn growers say the proposal would make two major changes for farmers. Those changes include modifying the AEZ so it's only enforceable on a farmer's property. The proposal would replace the current regulation requiring farmers to ensure individuals are outside of the pesticide AEZ, not only on their property, but off their property as well. The proposal would also exempt farm owners and their immediate family members from the requirement that they leave their home during certain pesticide applications. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler said the agency, the updates maintain safety requirements while providing greater flexibility for farmers. American Farm Bureau welcomed the proposed change, as Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said every effort to make the rule more sensible and practical for farmers while safeguarding workers is important. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Nebraska football teams kick off Thursday this week as Diller Odell entertains Meridian. Southerners at Humboldt, Table Rock, Steiner. Friday night kickoff and our broadcast features Marysville at Hiawatha live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Hanover at Frankfort live on KNDY FM, 95.5. All of our games on air, online on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and on our mobile app as well. Kansas Jayhawks open exhibition play with Fort Hays State Thursday evening. Live pregame show at 6:30 on FM, 95.5.
Friday morning, I'm Sam Speck with your latest check of agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. On Tuesday, the U.S. Cattlemen's Association filed a petition for rulemaking with the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service to address product of the USA and made in the USA claims on U.S. beef. Now other livestock organizations like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association are sharing their thoughts on the USDA's petition. Ethan Lane is the NCBA's Vice President of Government Affairs and says NCBA shares a commitment to clear and truthful labeling, and that's why they formed a working group to examine the prevalence and practices alleged in the USDA's petition.
This is an issue that we have been engaged in. NCBA has a working group put together that was commissioned by our membership at our summer business meeting based on some concerns we heard from producers out in the country, specifically the Oregon delegation and others, raising these concerns about use of that product of the United States label or other variations on that. You know, from our perspective, the first step in this process is to really get a handle on who's using these labels, if somebody's using them inappropriately, and really the scope of their use and whether or not we have an issue here of inappropriate use of a product of the United States label.
He says, in general, the NCBA members are opposed to requesting additional government regulation.
I think at the end of the day, what we need to continue to focus on and what our membership has directed us to continue to focus on is to ensure that we're pursuing solutions that are producer-led and that are voluntary in order to make sure that we don't end up with a government regulatory scheme in place that, in fact, makes it harder for our producers on the ground to do business. Whether or not the intention is good, you know, all too often what we find is that the best laid plan when laid at the foot of the federal government end up in a regulatory structure that just doesn't work for our producers on the ground.
Ethan Lane says the NCBA is looking forward to working with its membership and the working groups on this issue to make sure they have all the right facts before formulating policy to ensure it's truly going to benefit United States cattle industry. I'm Sam Speck with the latest check of your agricultural news on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Ever walk across your cornfield and find a nice surprise? Like that favorite vice grip that fell off the planter last spring. Well, next fall you might just come upon an even bigger treasure. More corn, thanks to Acuron herbicide. Acuron gives you 5 to 15 more bushels an acre than any other herbicide when used in a pre-emergence application at full label rates. To discover your 5 to 15 bushels, talk to your Syngenta retailer. Acuron Yield Advantage range based on 2016 Syngenta and University trials. Always read and follow label instructions. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide.
When you need reliable ag replacement parts, who can you turn to? Who can you trust? Abilene Machine is a family-owned company in business for almost 40 years. In addition to new, used, and manufactured combine and tractor parts, they also have parts for headers, planters, and drills, skid steers, cotton harvesting equipment, and so much more. For replacement parts at prices you can afford, call Abilene Machine, 800-255-0337, or visit them online at abilenemachine.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Getting the corn harvested has been a big challenge this fall. A lot of it is still out there in the fields. And as you are out there trying to get that job accomplished, consider all of the good that each kernel of corn is doing for mankind. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Yesterday, Chris Cuddy, president of Carbohydrate Solutions at ADM in Decatur, Illinois, told us about the 30-some uses for a kernel of corn. Of course, there's feed and ethanol and corn syrup and that kind of stuff. But also on the list are the less well-known uses like mouthwash and toothpaste. And that list now includes diapers. ADM and a company out of South Korea, LG Chem, are partnering to extract acrylic acid out of the corn and turn that into the material that absorbs the moisture in diapers. That's kind of an odd one, isn't it, Chris?
That's a pretty unusual one for sure. We've got a couple ones that we're working on to really find new uses for corn. And what's cool about the kernel really is a few things. Number one, that the starch in it has a lot of properties that make it a good carbohydrate source that a lot of things can be made from. Unlocking the potential of that starch is what we're all about. The next step is how we can take this molecule and use it as a renewable resource to make these plastics. And in the case of LG, that partnership is around making acrylic acid, which would go into diapers, would be one good example, as a super absorbent. And so today there's super absorbent polymers in diapers that are made from petrochemicals. So being able to mimic that with a renewable is what this is all about. We've also got a joint venture with something similar in the sense of taking starch and modifying it to into a plastic, which will be mixed to form really strong barrier properties in plastic bottles. It allows you to have a lighter bottle, less plastic, but have the same barrier. And the reason you need a barrier is so for colas so that CO2 doesn't escape. And for other products like beer, you also don't want O2. You don't want oxygen to get in. A lot of different uses for it, and we're excited to be partners with DuPont as well as LG in finding new solutions for the kernel of corn.
Chris Cuddy of ADM and Decatur talking about the incredible kernel of corn and all of the many products that are being made out of it. Pretty amazing. Back after this.
October is National Co-op Month, and the Farmers Cooperative is proud of over 115 years of history. We operate as a true cooperative by paying dividends back to our patrons and reinvesting in facilities and equipment to better serve our members. The Farmers Cooperative would like to say thank you to its members and express our appreciation for your business. We hope you have a safe and successful harvest.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio. A service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
728 from KNDY. Frosty 29 degrees this morning in Marysville. Highs only in the middle 50s today. You'll bundle up for Friday night football. We approach 60 with sunshine tomorrow.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Sophomore guard Ochai Agbaji netted a game-high 21 points as the Kansas basketball team defeated Fort Hays State 85-56 last night inside historic Allen Fieldhouse. The Kansas backcourt duo of Agbaji and junior guard Marcus Garrett combined for 36 points, including Garrett's 15 points, 12 of which came from downtown. Freshman forward David McCormick and junior center Udoka Azubuki led the Kansas effort on the boards, with both players grabbing 8 rebounds. McCormick grabbed 6 offensive rebounds throughout the game, while Garrett led the team with 5 assists. Following yesterday's efforts, the Jayhawks returning home for their final exhibition of the season as Kansas takes on Pittsburgh State next Thursday inside Allen Fieldhouse. Tip-off set for 7 p.m. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Thursday night high school football finals. Diller Odell edged Meridian 30-28, and Southern took HTRS 48-28. High school football Friday. Marysville travels to Hiawatha. Bulldog football live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover at Frankfort, live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Axta will host Donovan West. Valley Heights hosts Centralia. Washington County's at Hill City. Lewiston at Deschler. Again, Marysville High Football on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover at Frankfort live on FM 95.5. Marysville Bulldogs suffered their first loss of the season hosting Holton last Friday and look to bounce back in district play at Hiawatha tonight. Bulldog head coach Dustin Hoyer said his team's not worried about the playoffs. They'll take it one game at a time.
And a lot of what happens after tonight depends on a lot of other games, too. I think our kids just really want to focus on a lot of the basics, and we want to make sure that we do everything to the best of our ability tonight and that we really focus on ourselves and how we fit into the whole of our team and to execute a flawless offensive and defensive game plan.
Several scenarios as far as postseason could play out for Marysville tonight in a competitive 3A district. We'll talk with Coach Dustin Hoyer on the Coach's Corner this evening just ahead of 5:30, and also on our pregame show this evening at about 6:40 with live coverage of Bulldog football on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover and Frankfort scramble in 8-man competition. Hanover Wildcats suffered their first loss in 43 starts earlier this season to Axtell. Hanover coach Matt Hoyer talks about the importance of tonight's game.
Well, I think it's definitely something where our kids understand that they're going to be able to have the opportunity to still win the district. I think that's important to them, be ready for a big battle. At the same time, you know, our kids still have that defeat fresh in their minds from a couple weeks ago, and I think it's really helped us on the practice aspect of, you know, working a little bit harder and not taking anything for granted.
Hanover coach Matt Hoyer is our guest on the pregame show at 6:40 tonight, ahead of a 7 o'clock kickoff for our Friday feature game on KNDY-FM 95.5. We'll also visit with Frankfort Wildcats coach Nick Anderson. His team's off to an undefeated start this season.
We got to control what we can control and worry about us. There's a lot to play for, and, you know, our kids are excited. You know, it's going to be a huge challenge, but they're ready for that challenge and pretty confident group right now, and can't wait to see what type of atmosphere we're going to have. It's going to be a good one, and it's what you want. It's fun, exciting football.
Sub-state volleyball pairings were released Wednesday following conclusion of 1A regionals Tuesday. Second seed Centralia will host two sub-state brackets, joined by Clifton Clyde, St. John's Tipton, and Burlingame in one. And in the other, Frankfort is number 5 seed with Rural Vista, Lincoln, and Valley Falls. In Class 2A, Valley Heights is top seed at El Saline in Brookville, with Harrington, Bennington, Salina Sacred Heart, Ellsworth, Canton Galva, Republic County, and El Saline. Marysville is number 6 seed in the 3A sub-state Saturday at Nemahal Central, and is joined by Sabetha, Nemahal Central, Concordia, Mount Academy, Hiawatha, Riley County, and ACCHS. Brackets are on the Kansas State High School Activities Association website, and sub-state winners advance to state competition.
Are there any objective reasons to prefer cold weather over warm? We will share a few of the more persuasive ones today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 25th, the 298th day of the year. Painter Pablo Picasso was born on this day, and the first consumer microwave oven was introduced on this day in 1955. Every climate has its pros and cons, but is there any objective evidence that a cooler environment is better than a hot one? If you like your sleep, colder weather is your friend. Cooler temperatures promote more restful sleep. Your complexion is likely to improve in a colder climate. Cold air tightens pores and enhances blood circulation, contributing to a healthful glow. And researchers in Poland...